Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leann Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leann Hughes, and I'm here to help you imagine what's possible is possible for you. Thank you so much for joining me on 2 by Tuesday. Yes, that's right. I skipped it the other week because it was my birthday. I've explained that on the previous, two episodes ago. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Nick Gray, and you are compelled to host your own cocktail party very soon. I look forward to hearing about it. In today's episode, I've been talking to a lot of business leaders around attracting people, but also just keeping people and just their people strategy. We've heard so many phrases about the great resignation and quiet quitting. So this is what I break down on this week's 2 by Tuesday. You can also watch it on YouTube. Let me know your thoughts. Enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to 2 by Tuesday, where every second Tuesday we solve the world's problems using the power of a 2 by 2 matrix. Today the question is, how do you get great people to work for you? We've all heard about these trends that are going on at the moment, the great resignation, quiet quitting, and really organizations are scrambling to get people to work for them. Now this hurts when you also attract great people, but then you lose them as well. So typically when I'm talking to a CEO and I'm working with a client, I'm looking at their people strategy. There's a lot to look at, but probably two key things is what I'm going to map today for you. On the y-axis, we have attraction. Are you attracting people? You can really look at this in terms of when you put out a job ad, how many people are actually applying for roles. And to be even more strategic, I won't actually map this, but you'd be looking at key roles within the business, particularly against this metric, and how are you attracting business critical roles. But we'll park that aside and we'll just be really open here. So are you getting a lot of people applying for jobs within your business? If so, it's high. If the attraction is low and you're not, and it's really hard to find people, the attraction then will be low. And then on the x-axis, we're going to map retention. So if you attract these people, how long are they staying for? Gosh, it's funny because you think even 10 to 15 years ago, you would say 3 years is quite good for retention. I guess it really depends on what industry you're in as well. In hospitality, for example, 18 months could be like dog years, right? It really depends on the industry, the climate, and the market as well. And also, not all retention is good retention. It's actually good to have a bit of churn every now and then. But lately, I've been hearing that quite high attrition rates across many different sectors. It very much seems to be an employee's market where there is so much choice out there because it's competitive and there's not enough people to fill the roles and the demand for positions. On the right here, that means high retention. That means you've got people coming in, they're satisfied, they're staying, and they're contributing to your business. And on the left here, we have low retention. So you've onboarded them, but they're deciding to leave for various reasons. So first, when you see that, if you're a business owner or a founder, you're looking at that, it might be easy for you to figure out which quadrant you're in, and then we'll look at some focus areas for you. On the top left, this is where you're attracting people to your business. You're filling roles quite quickly, yet almost as quickly they're exiting the business. So you're churning people out, and gosh, this costs so much money, right? Because it does cost money to attract people through job ads, through recruitment costs, and then you get them on board, the cost of uniforms, etc., and then they leave. It costs so much money. So churn is top left. These all rhyme, by the way. We'll go to the top right, which I think is the gold star and where you want to be, is that for the jobs that you're advertising, you're getting a lot of really great candidates and you're retaining them. There is something to learn from. We'll talk about that in a second. Bottom left is, this is a definite concern. So you need great people, yet with your job ads, you're not really attracting the right types of people. There's a market or a skill shortage, perhaps, particularly in trade areas. I've heard that electricians in Australia, even their apprentices, when it comes to fourth year, are just dropping off. And for the amount of work in electrical, it's a real concern. Hence the name for the bottom left. And then bottom right is you're getting a great return on the people that you are getting to your business. So you may not be attracting a lot of people, but it doesn't matter because you're inducting them into the culture and they're deciding to stay for various reasons. It could be your focus on development. It could be something that you're offering them that other businesses aren't. It could be, an array of different factors. I also recorded a while ago a 2 by Tuesday on whether someone should stay or leave their business. And this is where I talk through like the things that keep people there. So if you want an employee perspective on this, I'll put a link to that in this video. We've got churn, learn, concern, and return. Once you've identified where you are, what should you focus on next? Again, this is a very high level overview, and if we do work together on this, we'll go into more of a deep dive. Let's kick off with the top left. If there is a problem with retaining people, you should focus on leadership, on culture work, and also onboarding, and really diverting efforts into that. Now, the other thing with onboarding is, sure, you might have a really great structured program for the first 7 days, even for the first 90 days, but it's also that critical point when someone comes like off the onboarding plan. It's like when graduates have their graduate program for 2 years and they're sent out into the big bad world. It's like, what is that next step? And that is where leadership really comes in. So be careful, like once the official structure of onboarding is finished, it goes out to the leadership team and they're the ones then responsible for creating that sense of culture, that sense of belonging and purpose and ensuring that their employees are playing to their strengths. That's where you might be losing people, is in the leadership. Now, if you look at turnover figures, if there is a certain team or department or function where there is high turnover, most likely it's the leader's fault. That's when you have to make a call on, should that leader stay or should they go? Let's go to the bottom right, something a little bit more positive. And this is where you're getting a really great return from the people that join your company, that are staying, they're interested. So what I would focus on here is a focus on employee evangelism. You want to set them up to start spreading the word about how great your place is to work. And often that requires little triggers to do that. It's actually encouraging them to share a bit about what they're working on, referral programs within your business. So they're encouraging other cool people to sign up. So they talk favorably about your business at the family barbecue on the weekend. And that word of mouth could then be your attraction strategy. So you don't really need to throw a lot of money into recruitment and things like that. It's arming up your own people to do the evangelism on your behalf. Top right is learn. Like, we can all learn from you. So the focus is on capturing, listening, sorry about my writing there, but really paying attention to what people are enjoying about the experience of working with you. And really it's about like bottling it up and then figuring out how to scale this or how to double down on what's already working. And honestly, I love hearing this story. So if you're in a business that's doing this, please like let me know what you're actually doing, what strategies you're taking. But I think what you might be doing already is that you are already learning from what's going on. You're doubling down on that, on playing on the existing strengths and amplifying that. So keep on the good path. And the bottom left is concern. And I think there's probably, it's a multi-stage pronged approach that you need to do this, because you're churning people out and also not attracting people. So it's really hard. I mean, think about for the people that are left, it's super hard for them, right? So my first step would be like recognizing their efforts would be number one. Of the people that are already there, then I look external to what's going on in the market. Why aren't we attracting people? So Hertzberg talks about these two different factors, hygiene factors, which are a basic level of are you getting paid? Do you feel safe physically at work? And then the motivators, which are things like recognition, development, etc. But to even get to the motivators, you need to make sure that you've got the hygiene factors in place. And pay is a hygiene factor. If you're in a very competitive industry, is the salary that you're offering up to par? Now, it doesn't need to exceed that. If you're offering something else, development, choice of a roster, more flexibility, these are things that you can start weaving in terms of how do you then start attracting more people to your business. The other thing is, once they're there, is going back to the churn factor and then creating the leadership capability to support these people that are coming into the business. But I think it all starts with really appreciating and finding out from the people that are still there, again, learning from that. Why are they still there? What needs to be improved? They talk about stay interviews. I think they're very useful. All the stuff will inform your strategy. And there might be some quick wins. So you will need to maybe make some adjustments quickly, communicate, and then play for the longer game of building that leadership and the culture as well. So that's it for 2 by Tuesday this week. How do you get great people at your business? We talked about two different factors, attraction and retention, high and low, high and low. Let me know your thoughts. What would keep you at a job? What attracts you to businesses? Let us know in the comments. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.